it's a big game for us, you know. The Amish is going to be a tough game. Going back to, we were expecting to be out in the ninth, that's what we were told. And now we're and we have got a bye to the semi-final because Fermanagh team wasn't in it. And then we're caught short then. They said they redo it again, and we're out now against the Amish.
A case of deja vu again, isn't it?
Well, exact same scenario as last year, you know, same thing. Luckily enough, very lucky this year, we told the boys to pick their weekend breaks or whatever on the second because we weren't out till the ninth. We're lucky enough in a situation that we have most of our players, bar a few boys with a couple of, you know, between flus and things, but if we had that for the night, we would have been a lot happier, but you just have to go with it, you know.
Does that have an impact on your preparations or make you have to rethink your whole plan and your whole training program?
It does, because, you know, we were out, we give the boys a week and a half off, you know, just to recuperate, you know, yourself when you won a county final. There's a bit of celebrations and this and that, you know. And we give them that extra few days off, thinking that we won't out till the ninth. Preparation's good anyway, you know, no matter what, we'll be up for it on the day, you know. And
well, of course, you were runners-up in Donegal last year. You're now the champions, and I think most people are of the view that you are a much-improved team even from last year.
Ah, definitely. We've put a lot of work in the, you know, we've been saying it for years, we've put in hard work, and any manager that took on the McLean's team put in hard work, you know. But this year, we said we'd really go for it, you know, and we took Éireann de Véinne and pre-season, which anybody that knows Éireann de Véinne looks at a tough cookie when it comes to training, you know. And he got the boys in good shape from Christmas up, you know, ready for when we're outdoor training, you know, and the stick work.
Yeah. Have you got much information on Namaya?
Well, I would know that, and I have from a good few years, you know, and I've seen them playing, and I can, you know, have a fair idea of the style that they play. For years and years now, it was just what you would call a team you end up the road, and you were prepared to get hit in a hard game. And this last few years, now it has changed around, you know, and they've improved immensely, whether they've got a few players or what, you know, but their stick work is excellent, you know. And they play a very crisscross game, you know. They wouldn't be good, a very direct team, you know.
You mentioned earlier that you had a couple of players suffering from flu and one thing and another. Who haven't you got, or have you got everybody?
Well, at the present time, Cian Matheson's 99%, well, not starting. Aaron McCauley's in the 80%. Not be starting. Marty Riley's 100% will not be there because he's doing exams. So that's three vital men that we're worried about at the moment, you know. But we just have to. We're lucky enough this year that we have subs there. That's everybody's good. We have men that will come in and fill each position, you know.
Yeah. So maybe not the preparation you wanted, but you feel you're ready at the same time.
We're ready. We're ready. That's one thing that we set out. You know, no matter what faces us, you know, as I say to the players, and the players say to themselves, like, the team's not about 1 to 15, the team's about 1 to 27, 28, whatever a panel you have, you know. This year, you know, subs was come on and won the game for us, and, you know, different than that, we were very lucky in that category, you know.
So, a big challenge, but McCool's are up to it.
Big challenge, definitely a big challenge, but we're definitely up for it.